Hello everyone, welcome back to Legalizers. I'm Pragati Sharma. Today's topic is a very important topic, which is cyber law. So let's start. Cyber law in India is not a separate legal framework. It is a combination of contract, intellectual property, data protection, and privacy laws. With the computer and internet taking over every aspect of our life, there was a need for a strong cyber law. Cyber laws supervise the digital circulation of information, software, information security, e-commerce, and monetary transactions. The Information Technology Act 2000 addresses the gamut of new age crimes. Computer technology, mobile devices, software, and the internet are both medium and target of such crimes. All traditional criminals' activities such as theft, fraud, forgery, defamation, and mischief are a part of cyberspace. These are addressed in the Indian Penal Code already. Now let's come to the types of cybercrimes. Different types of cybercrimes have different punishment in India. So number one is identity theft. When personal information of a person is stolen with the purpose of using their financial resources or to take a loan or credit card in their name, this such crime is known as identity theft. Second one is cyber terrorism. When a threat of extortion or any kind of harm is being subjected toward a person, organization, group, or stage, it is known as a crime of cyber terrorism. Generally, it includes the well-planned attack strategies on the government and corporate computer system. The third one is cyber bullying. When a teenager or adolescent harasses, defames, or intimidates someone with the use of internet, phones, chat rooms, and instant messaging or any other social networking, then the person is said to be committing the crime of cyberbullying. When the same crime is done by adults, it is known as cyber stalking. The next is hacking. The most common cyber crime is hacking. In this crime, the person gets access to other person's computer and password to use it for their own wrongful gain. Next is defamation. While every individual has his or her right to speech on internet platform as well, but if their statement crosses a line and harms the reputation of any individual or organization, then they can be charged with the defamation law. Next, copyright. With a massive surge in internet users, when the data information is distributed on all platforms, copywriting your work aids you to restrict the use of your work. Any use of copyrighted without your permission is a punishable offense. Trade secrets. Internet organizations spend a lot of their time and money in developing softwares, applications, and tools and rely on cyber law to protect their data and trade secrets against theft, doing which is a punishable offense. Next one is freedom of speech. When it comes to the internet, there is a thin line between freedom of speech and being a cyber offender. Freedom of speech enables individual to speak their mind. Cyber law refrains obscenity and crassness over the web. And the last one is harassment and stalking. Harassment and stalking are prohibited over internet platform as well. Cyber laws protect the victims and prosecute the offenders against this offense. Evolution of cyber law in India. With an increase in the dependency on the use of technology, the need for cyber law was necessary. Much like every coin has two sides, therefore, the dependency on technology has its pros and cons. The rise of the 21st century marked the evolution of cyber law in India with the Information Technology Act 2000, popularly known as the IT Act. The first ever cyber crime was recorded in the year 1820. The objectives of Information Technology Act in India is as follows. First one is to provide legal recognition for all e-transactions. Second, to give legal recognition to digital signature as a valid signature to accept agreement online. Third, to give legal recognition to keeping accounting books in electronic form by banker as well as other organization. The fourth, protection of online privacy and stopping cyber crimes. The Indian IT law updated the Reserve Bank of India Act and the Indian Evidence Act. With the evolution of cyber law, almost all online activities came under scrutiny. However, one thing about cyber law is that there are certain areas on which cyber crime law in India do not apply, such as negotiable instrument being other than check, power of attorney, will, the contract for sale or convenience of immovable property, the central government, notified governments or transactions. The next one is the need for cyber laws. In the present world, which is more tech-savvy, the word cyber law and cyber crime have also become more sophisticated. Internet and technology were launched for research purposes and making the lives of human easy. But as the use and number of people on the internet increase, the need for cyber law in India was felt. As the nature of the internet is anonymous, it is easy to commit cyber crimes. Thereby, many could misuse this aspect largely. Now let's discuss about what is Information Technology Act 2000. When the emphasis was on the need of cyber law and cyber security laws, then it was imperative to implement an IT law in India. Thus, Information Technology Act 2000 is also known as the Indian Cyber Act or the Internet Law came to force in India. Since the enactment, the Indian Internet laws were drafted to bring in view all the electronic records and online electronic activities to large recognition. The IT Act also addresses the important issues of security, which are critical to the success of electronic transaction. The Internet laws in India not only validate digital signature but also provide for how authentications of the documents which has been accepted and generated by using digital signature can be done. As IT Act is a cyber security law introduced to secure cyberspace, the information technology law was amended under the Indian Penal Code, the Indian Evidence Act, the Bankers Book Evidence Act, and the Reserve Bank of India. The prime focus of cyber law in India is to prevent computer crime, forgery of electronic data and record in e-commerce, electronic transaction. IT Act 2000 went through amendments in the year 2008. These were made in light of the laws on cyber crime, IT Act 2000 by way of the IT Act 2008. They were enforced at the beginning of 2009 to strengthen the cybersecurity laws. Modifications in the Information Technology Act 2008 included the change in the definition of some terms such as communication devices. The amendment for the definition of communication device was to include the current use, to validate the digital signature, to make the IP address or owner accountable, impose liability for data breaches. How to prevent cybercrime? No doubt that the cybersecurity laws and cyber laws in India provide protection for cyber crimes. However, prevention is always better than cure. Therefore, one should take the following step for preventing the cyber crimes. So the first one is unsolicited text messages. We all get text messages from an unknown number. One should be conscious and try to avoid responding to text messages and automated voice messages from an unknown number. Next is rating and feedback. Always check for the seller's rating and feedback of customers for the seller. Be sure that you are checking current feedback. Also, be aware of feedbacks that are 100% seller favoring or have an entry on the same date. Third and the last one is personal information request. Everyone must have received a call or mail in which the person on the other side asks the personal information. This includes your card, CVV or in mail containing an attachment which requires you to click an embedded link. Be sure to never respond to such emails or calls. So guys, that's all from my side. Hope you have learned many valuable things. Thank you and have a nice day.